This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Right now, hair salons are preparing to reopen under relaxed pandemic guidelines from the state. But as they get the green light, some stylists say they're not comfortable going back to work just yet. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel reports.
Martina Pfefferly works at Barbara and Barbara Salon on the city's northwest side and says she's got the best clientele.
I would say my clients are a bunch of nerds. People that play, enjoy like Dungeons and Dragons and LARPing and board games. People that really like to read. And I would say as a stylist, your clientele is often, it's a reflection of yourself.
But Pfefferly says as much as she wants to get back to her community of nerds, helping them feel comfortable in their own skin with fluorescent hair colors or bold cuts, she's just not ready to risk it.
No matter how careful you are, you have to get with it about a foot of someone. And there's no real feasible way around that without, you know, like having like a samurai sword or like a blowtorch. You know, that's just not happening.
She feels like the onus of keeping clients safe has been thrown largely on the stylist. And that's not a responsibility she's comfortable taking on during a pandemic. In order to reopen, salons are putting a bunch of protocols in place. Temperature checks, cutting capacity, no blow drying, no hair products, limited talking, face masks, sanitation. Protocols that will change the experience entirely.
To risk your life, to be only able to do like half of your job, it just seems ridiculous. And hair is not essential. And I say that as a hairstylist.
Pfefferly's salon closed a week before the stay-at-home order, and co-owner Lauren Kenninger says they aren't ready to reopen.
It just seems strange that an industry where you're spending an hour, maybe more, with an individual person, like, would be one of the first industries to open. I would rather save potential lives than worry about my finances.
She says she and her business partner would be more comfortable coming back to work in phase four of the state's reopening plan, when she hopes experts will better understand the virus and how it spreads. The salon has secured a federal loan to keep it afloat in the meantime, and her employees are getting some money from a GoFundMe. But Kenninger acknowledges staying closed might not be possible for every business.
As a salon owner, I know I'm making the best decision that I can for my staff, but I'm not going to say that my decision is right for everyone. And unfortunately, for some people that haven't gotten financial help, it's their only option.
My name is Victoria Cruz, and the salon name is Victoria's Caribbean Beauty Spa. We closed around March 17th, and to be honest, it has been incredibly challenging.
Magdalia Cruz says the pandemic has forced her to lay off all of her 9 staff members. She herself isn't getting paid. And she says the emotional toll, the uncertainty, has been unbearable at times.
I literally called my eldest daughter last night and I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive. Will I be able to hang in there so that I can reopen the doors?
Cruz is confident she can create a safe environment when she does reopen. She's ordered PPE for the stylist she wants to rehire. And she says she needs to get to work now on the challenges ahead.
It's about reopening the doors at less than 50% capacity. It's giving yourself time again. It's like opening a brand new business.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced today salons in the city will be able to reopen under tight restrictions next Wednesday. Salons outside of Chicago will be open this weekend. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.